Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, to another Quenchville edition of Sports Urban Legend. I'm your host, William Rameau, along with my sidekick here, Macaulay Matthews.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much. How are you doing?
Good. I'm just watching some Sunday football.
Yep. Yeah, we'll definitely talk a little football. We're going to kick things off with Knicks first.
Yeah.
Then we're going to talk
about the questions.
What was that? Oh, yeah, 4-0, right?
Yeah.
Right about that. We're going to talk hot stove with the Jason Bay deal, the 4
mm-hmm.
for 65. We're also going to talk about Yankees and, you know, not re-signing, not tendering a contract to Chiming Wong.
Right.
We're pretty much going to open up the lines and talk about other stuff, too, so. Definitely need to check out that show, this episode of the show, or any other any episode, to be honest. Just give us a call, ladies and gentlemen. It's 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. Operators are standing by. I was going to say that. So let's kick it off with the Knicks.
Yeah, the Knicks on the road.
Pick up the Knicks. Literally.
I don't know what these guys been drinking, but they're drinking something good. They've been on the road, man.
Oh, Duhan. Duhan, of all people, is, you know, actually showing up. He scored 25 points, 9 assists. And no turnovers. Yep, that's right. No turnovers.
Yeah. Okay, he's passing the ball. He's shooting threes. And he's playing like the star point guard that we wanted.
Exactly. And hey, I'll be the first one to admit that I thought they should have cut that guy a long time ago. But these last couple of games, especially these last three games, Duan has definitely been playing up to what D'Antoni would love to see him play.
Yeah, he's been doing a good job on
high level.
Yeah.
And
you have Chandler playing good.
Yep.
You have Harrington, Lee.
Harrington definitely emerged as the star of the team, along with budding potential all-star Gallinari in the future.
Yeah. Gallinari's been playing good, too, shooting a lot of threes, man.
Yeah, he leads the NBA in threes.
Yeah. This guy, he might be the next Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah, he sure looks like it, you know, knocking down threes, nearly 7 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he might be a Dirk Nowitzki in the future.
Yeah. Tall enough. And
he's
got the shooting ability.
Yeah, and he looks like he's improving on the defense, you know, getting a couple of block shots.
Yeah. And he's European.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I mean, these Europeans, they could shoot.
Yeah, they you know, so far, the stars in the NBA, the European stars, you know, they show that they, you know, fundamentally sound, you know. They're not, you know, all that flashy, you know, they could shoot and score with the best of them.
What you're saying is that they're not David, they're not Nate Robinson. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, well, I guess you could say that. Even though I do like Nate.
Yeah, I like him too. But not in that way.
Well, me either.
Yeah. And yeah, the fans, they want Nate to play.
Yeah, but then again, that was kids' night. So you never know, it could just be kids saying, hey, let's play.
Yeah, they are. He is big with the kids.
Yeah, he is. He does look like a kid, too. Some of the kids are taller than him.
Yeah, he's very sure. He's like 5'6", 5'7", yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, his antics, that's what got him benched.
Yeah, shooting the, you know, the three-pointers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he shot a three-pointer against in the Nets game, in the Nets court. Thank goodness the time expired in the, I think, at halftime.
Yeah.
Against the Nets. Thank goodness it didn't cost us the game, but hey, along with other stuff, D'Antoni was also, you know, upset that he was fraternizing with Dwight Howard before the game. But everybody pretty much do that in the NBA nowadays.
Yep.
Yeah, he's tired of Nate's antics.
Yeah, man, Nate needs to learn his lesson. He needs to stop these, stop showboating all the time and play smart basketball.
Yeah.
They're playing stupid basketball.
Which Knicks have been known to do since 2001.
Yeah. Pretty
much. Since Van Gundy left us in 2002.
Yeah, that's the last time we made them playoffs.
Well, yeah. Well, technically, we went in 2004, but we got swept. But I don't count that as making the playoffs.
Yeah.
So to me, on paper, it says we went to the postseason in 2004 against the Nets, but let's just say we didn't show up.
Yeah, the whole team didn't show up.
The only memorable thing that the Knicks did was Tim Thomas calling Kenyon Martin a fugazi, or a big tough guy. But I guess we found out who was the real fugazi.
Only highlight for the Knicks.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, if you want to give a little feedback on the Knicks, give us a call, 9117.
9117?
Isn't it 9117?
917.
What was it?
917.
What was it?
917.
Oh, 917. What did I say?
9117.
My fault. Yeah, I better get this number right before you call 911 on me. So that's 917 388 4189. That's 917 388 4189. I apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, call now. And,
call now.
We're talking about the Knicks. The unstoppable Knicks.
Yep. And like I said, break up the team, man. Literally.
Yeah, we
fade off Curry.
Can't be stopped.
Yeah, they can't be stopped. Hopefully this will raise up Curry's trading value.
he hasn't been playing that bad either.
Why? Because they're not giving him that much minutes to screw things up.
Well, yeah, that is true. Yeah, he's coming off the bench. Yeah.
And Jeffries, he's actually playing better defense, and you know he's actually playing better.
Yeah, it's like every game this guy's taking a charge.
And yo, yeah, definitely. And it's a smart strategy by D'Antoni making him start against point guards.
Oh yeah, yep. He's much taller than them. I mean, the guy's like what, 6'8", 6'9"?
He's like 6'10" or 6'11", I think.
Oh yeah, so that's good. Hopefully they can keep it up and you know maybe make a playoffs this year.
Yeah, because you know there's only one team that's upset about the Knicks going on this 4-game winning streak and also winning 5 of their last 6. That would of course be the Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
Who unfortunately has our pick, you know. Because of the Marbury trade, the Phoenix, and then ultimately Phoenix trade that pick to Utah. So,
yeah.
Let's keep on winning. Hopefully we'll get the 8th seed. And hopefully we'll at least win a game.
I hope so. I hope we make the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
Even if it is an 8th seed.
Yeah, exactly. Shoot.
But this is the last year that Utah can have a pick, right?
Yes, they're going to definitely have the pick this year. Yeah, you're right. This is the last year they're going to have the pick. And since it's not lottery protected, they're going to get it this year. They have our pick right now.
Oh, okay.
So no matter what we do, even if we go to the lottery and potentially would have had a shot at John Wall from Kentucky.
Yeah.
We definitely have no shot. Unless if Walsh could find some way to, you know, trade some players, you know, and get a pick
right back.
Who knows? Because there's a few teams that have 2 picks, like Nets. I think Minnesota has 2 picks.
Mm.
So, and I think another team, but that other team escapes me. But hopefully he can work out a trade and we can get a pick, a first-round pick.
And, you know, if the Knicks make the playoffs this year, that improves our chances of getting LeBron.
Yeah, definitely.
Because
yeah,
we'll be more appealing if we make the playoffs.
Exactly. And another thing, Magic Johnson, you know, the legendary point guard from the Lakers in the 80s and early 90s. I saw this on SNY yesterday that he's urging Walsh to pursue LeBron James. So, you know, because it will improve the team. I don't think Magic got the memo. I think this is what we've been doing this whole the past 2 years.
Yeah, duh. Of course we're gonna go after LeBron.
You know who he should talk to? Instead of talking to Walsh, he should talk to LeBron. That's who you should talk to, because I think that everybody and their mother knows that we're going after LeBron James if he wants to come here.
I think that HIV is getting to his brain.
Oh, no.
I mean, like, come on. Everybody knows. Everybody in the world knows that we're going after LeBron in this summer.
Yeah.
2010.
Yeah. 2010, yeah. Definitely we're going to try to get that guy if he wants to come here. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, every time we win, I think we're getting, you know, I feel more optimistic. Each time we lose, it's like, I don't think he's going to, especially when we lose, like, double digits, like 20 points, it's like, shoot, there's no way this guy's coming here. But with them winning like that, you know, we might have a shot. Who knows? But we gotta make the playoff and look and at least be competitive, play some defense. Then, you know, we got a shot.
Yeah, and by the way, I apologize for that Magic Johnson comment, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean it was just a joke, so I don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah. We apologize for that. Well, especially you need to apologize for that, but
yeah, I apologize.
Hopefully no one got offended.
Yeah. All right. And you don't have to worry, I won't do a freestyle rap this time.
A reference to your show yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a funny rap about your technical difficulties from last week, your show last week.
Yeah. Thanks. I won't be doing any raps anytime soon. So.
Hey, feel free to do the rap right now if you want.
No. I'm good.
Well, if you want to hear that rap, then you'll have to check out his show. You know.
iMac,
right?
Yeah. You can just go to the page and just download it. It doesn't matter. But hey, man, the Jets won today, man, and that's a big win. And they're on a winning streak too, just like the Knicks.
Yeah, about time. Shoot, Mets ain't playing. Looks like all my teams are doing good.
Yeah. The Jets are 7-6 now.
Yeah. They got a shot. You know, they're still one game behind the Patriots, and they're tied with the Dolphins.
Yep. And
they got a shot.
Yeah, they're tied with the Dolphins in the division. So if it comes down to a tiebreaker, Dolphins are going to win a tiebreaker because they won the season series versus the Jets.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, they swept them 2-0.
Yeah. But Jets still have a chance to make the wild card or win the division.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I didn't see some of the Jet game. What are some of the numbers?
Tell him, Clemens, he went 1 for 23 with 111 yards.
Mm-hmm. 1 for 23?
What was that?
11 for 23, right?
Yes, right.
Okay.
And, at first, he looked kind of shaky out there.
Mm-hmm.
But then after a while, like around the second half, he started to play a little bit smarter football. And Thomas Jones, he had a very good game. He had 24 receptions, 99 yards,
mm-hmm.
scored 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
All in all, a good game, and kudos to Rex Ryan. He played it smart, not making. Mark Sanchez start, because that would have, you know, most likely re-injured his knee injury. And
the
season would have been pretty much, you could pretty much say it's done if that happened.
But Clemens had a good game, so even if Sanchez doesn't start the next game, Clemens looks like he could do a decent job of leading them hopefully to a wild card spot or AFC division title.
Yeah. So that was a good shot, you know, because it would have been kind of hypocritical because Rex was criticizing, Mark Sanchez for not, you know, sliding instead of diving head first, you know, trying to get the first down.
Yeah.
And had he did the same thing by playing him and risking him getting, you know, the kid getting injured, you know, he'd be kind of hypocritical. But kudos to Rex Ryan, you know.
Yep.
His first, you know. Yeah, as a rookie head coach.
And Revis, man, he continues to have a great season.
Yeah, he's definitely on his way to the Pro Bowl.
This guy is going to be the Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, this guy, he practically covers receivers all by himself.
For real. And this guy's a stopper.
Yeah.
He had a key interception today, you know. that continues to, you know, stop receivers from getting the ball. I don't know if I could ever play cornerback, though. It's a difficult position to play on the football field.
Yeah.
Because, like, you got to watch the ball and try to intercept it, and you got to keep pace with the wide receiver. It's a tough position on the
field. Yeah, it is. And those guys, you know, those guys are like 300-pounders, you know.
Yep.
Trying to watch, it's like you're trying to watch the ball, and you're trying to watch, you know, cover, you know.
Yeah.
Excuse me, the receiver simultaneously. You know?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I think the easiest position that I would be able to play on the football field would probably be referee.
Maybe field goal kicker.
Maybe, but I don't think I could kick as far as they could.
Yeah,
I can't kick 40 or 50-yard field goals. I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, Philly, he had like at least 4 or 5 field goals.
Yeah.
And at least 2 of them that I've seen, they were like 49 yarders.
Yeah, man, these kickers, they could kick really far.
Yeah.
I probably could kick like, what, 10 yards? 15 yards, you know?
You think 25 is pushing it for you?
Yeah, that's pushing it. That's a little too far.
When the game's on the line, you gotta push it to the limit, man.
That's true. But I don't think they have a strong. Those guys, they have like strong legs, though.
Yeah. And then they like when they're practicing, they look like closers, you know, warming up, you know, kicking the, you know, taking practice kicks.
Yeah, that's a good comparison.
Yeah, and plus the game is usually on the line with those guys. Like a closer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's like Mariano Rivera or Percival.
Vinatieri. Yeah. Vinatieri is like the kicker equivalent of Mariano Rivera.
Oh, yeah. You know, when the game's is tied and they have to kick that crucial field goal at the end.
Yeah.
And that's the big moment right there. I could never be a kicker either. I mean, because if you miss the kick, then everybody's going to blame you.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the tough part about it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other football players, you know, sometimes, you know, they don't even consider the kicker, like, as part of the team because they don't really take that much contact.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't really take contact. I mean, there are sometimes, you know, some, you know, like, defenders, you know, they take a little cheap shot at the, you know, the kicker, you know, after the, you know, after the field goal was kicked or whatever. But for the most part, they don't really get any contact.
Yeah, you're right. They have a free pass. But sometimes a player will run into their leg or knee or something and knock them down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the easy part about it. You could just stay there and just kick a field goal.
Yep.
Stay behind the line and kick the field goal without any contact. But
well,
the hard part is kicking it and making it.
Yeah, especially if you got a, you know, teammates blocking a pass for you. Because, you know, if someone's not doing their job, you're gonna get a collision right there.
Yeah, you're screwed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a good win by the Jets today, man. Keeping pace with the Patriots and some of the other teams in the wild card.
Yeah, they got to keep it up to have a realistic shot at the wild card or the you know, the AFC.
Yeah.
It's a big one for them, and your Giants are going to play later today.
Go Giants! Let's go! Big game, another Philly team that New York has to beat.
Yep.
Now, you saw the Yankees smack the Phillies around in the World Series.
Hey, that was the only good thing about you. That was the only good thing about you guys winning.
Yeah. You know, I know you Mets fans, you know, you really, you were kind of in between. You didn't want the Phillies to win, you didn't want the Yankees to win.
Hey, it was a lose-lose situation anyway you think of it.
Yeah.
In the end,
the right team won.
Huh?
In the end, the right team won, right?
I can't hear you.
In the end, the right team won.
Well, yeah, I guess, yeah, because the Phillies would still be talking trash.
Yeah.
The Phillies, you know, they went back into their little sewer or wherever they live, and they can't say nothing no more.
Yep.
So that's good. You know, they would have been like the first team since the Big Red Machine in 75 and 76 to win a title, back-to-back titles in the National League.
And that hasn't happened in a while.
Yeah, 75, 76 Reds.
Yeah.
When the Reds knocked out the Red Sox and the Yankees back-to-back years.
Oh, don't remind me.
Well, you wasn't born for that.
Yeah, but I've seen highlights of it. So.
Yeah, that 75 series. Yeah, they beat the Reds in seven. Game six was that memorable Carlton Fisk home run when he was jumping and motioning the ball to stay fair.
Yeah, that's one of the most memorable moments in baseball history.
Oh yeah, definitely. Straight up there with the Buckner play.
Oh yeah, yeah.
86. Ironically, they're both in 86. I mean, both in a game six.
Right.
Of the World Series.
Yeah, and then both times the Red Sox lost.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, good one. I didn't even think of that. That was obvious correlation right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of the Red Sox and Mets, Jason Bay, you know, they're slugging right fielder, left fielder from the Red Sox. He turned down their 4-year, $60 million deal to return with the Red Sox thus far.
Yeah, and Red Sox offered him a contract yesterday, and he seems like he declined it.
Yeah, that's kind of odd. They gave him the same deal again. Why would they give him the same exact contract? Unless if there's a fifth-year option or something, because it's the same 4-year, $60 million that he turned down before he officially became a free agent because, you know, after the World Series, you have 15 days until at the end of the World Series to negotiate with your own free agent before they officially enter the free agent market.
Yeah. But it looks like, you know, it could come down to you guys, between you guys and some other team.
Yeah, I believe the other team is the Giants.
Yeah, it could come down to the Mets and the Giants.
Yeah, and Mets, they gave Bay a 4-year, $65 million contract thus far. And the Giants have been rumored to give them a 5-year deal. And there's even another rumor that an unnamed team offered him a five-year deal. They haven't specified whose team it was, whether it's the same Giants deal or if it's the Mets who re-upped their offer or whoever. That remains to be seen. So where do you think Bay's going to head?
I think he's probably going to go to you guys. Although I think you guys, you know, should have went after Matt Holliday, because, you know, I think Matt Holliday is a slightly better player than Bay.
Yeah, he is younger. He is a better hitter. But I mean they're both pretty similar players. Bay, I mean, he has his good spots. He's played in a pressure cooker in Boston, replacing Manny Ramirez, one of the greatest players in Boston history and in Major League history.
Yeah. He had a great year. Drove in a lot of runs, hit a lot of home runs. Last year with Red Sox.
Yeah, he's for the past 5 years he's knocked in over 30 home runs, over 100 RBIs, a .270 hitter.
Yeah.
He's been good. I mean he hits for more power than Holliday. But the downside is that he's probably at least 2 years older than Matt Holliday. and he strikes out a ton. But then again, he's a power hitter, so
yeah,
you expect that.
So now how they, you know, he has a, he's a good hitter, very good hitter. He has a high batting average. He has some power, but, you know, Bay has slightly more power than he does.
Yeah. Up into this far. Up into this point.
Hey, but, that's just me. I think you just, you guys should have went after him.
Yeah, they, I mean, either guy would be fun with me. Bay or Holiday. I think at first I was for Bay, and then afterwards I got towards, you know, got more interested in Holiday, you know, because he's younger.
Right.
You know, he has a upper, he has a higher ceiling and potential.
Yeah.
But now that Mets offered Bay the contract, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm for whoever they sign, but the most important person that they have to sign in this offseason is John Lackey. If you ask me which guy they should sign, they should sign both of them. They should sign Lackey and or Jason Bay or Holiday. But the number one guy they have to target is John Lackey because they need a surefire number two starter behind Johan Santana.
Well, the Yankees just let go of Wong. Would you guys go after Wong, Chimin Wong?
I wouldn't mind going after Wong or Pinheiro or Marquis only if they're only after they sign Lackey.
Oh,
Lackey,
okay.
You know what I mean? Because they really need to fix the starting rotation because after Johan, there's too many question marks. Pelfrey's mental ability, mental problems with the six balks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he took a huge step back from his 13-win seasons 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Perez, I don't even think we even need to go into that, but, you know, he's definitely regressed dramatically, and this guy was always an up-and-down pitcher. Now this guy, last year, he was just completely down.
Yeah.
He was brutal last year.
He walked a ton of people.
Oh, yeah. The injury bug definitely plagued them. I think Perez was the only person I didn't care that got injured on the team. John Main, you know, a good young starter, but his problem is he can never stay healthy. And like Perez, when Perez is good,
mm-hmm.
for the first four innings, that guy's dominant. And then when he gets to the fifth, sixth innings, that's when they lose all their control, their command. They start walking guys, hitting guys. They lose all their control. Once they get to that close to getting that, you know, to getting the decision, that's when, I don't know, their mind plays tricks on them and they lose focus.
Yeah.
And then a fifth starter could either be Nice, who was good when he's healthy, but he got a knee injury. Nieve, a guy who they got, I think, from Astros. He was good, but he also got hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Figueroa.
Okay.
Oh, right. Didn't he face you guys?
Yeah.
Maybe his first start against the Yankees, probably?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he won that game, if my memory serves me right.
I don't remember.
I think so, but then again, probably did, but, well, hopefully the guy will get healthy. And Figueroa, he's one, I think. He pitched good in September. He won his last start, but the other four starts in September, he didn't get any run support, so he lost. So he ended up with like a 1-4 record in September. But in any case, yeah, I'm listening. In any case, they definitely need to go after John Lackey, and then all after they sign John Lackey, you know, go after Holiday or Jason Bay, and get another starter to be a third starter, whether it's Marquis or Pinheiro or Chimin Wong. For that case, what do you think about that, Macaulay? Hello. Are you still there, Macaulay? Hello. Looks like we're having technical difficulties again. Hello. If anyone can hear me, then apologize for this technical difficulties. Don't even know if I'm still on the air, but in any case, I apologize for this long delay. If anyone can hear me.
Hello, Will?
Yes?
Oh, sorry about that. I had to do something. I had to rush to do something important. Yeah, what were you talking about?
Did you hear anything I said, or what was the last thing you heard me say?
I was about to say something, then, you know, someone was calling me. So I had to go rush over there and find out what it was about. But, yes, I apologize to the audience for that. Yeah, so
it's all right. Well, we're back on, right?
Yeah, we've been back on.
Was I on this whole time?
Yeah.
So everything I was saying is I was pretty much still on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, again, then I apologize again for the technical difficulties. Technical difficulties? Yeah, that's
what
it's like.
What were you saying? What were you saying?
Oh yeah, I was just saying that they should the message.
Well, were you calling my name when you didn't hear me?
What was that?
Were you calling me when were you calling me when you didn't hear me speaking?
No, I was thinking about whether if I should stop or call again, or I was just thinking about waiting, holding on, and hopefully it'll get sorted out.
Oh, so you wasn't really saying anything. You just waiting.
Well, I did say that you know, Mets should the number one guy they should go after is Lackey, and then they should go after either Bay or Holiday, Matt Holiday.
Oh.
That they should definitely get.
Yeah.
And then I was saying that then they should, you know, go after you know, after they sign Lackey, they should sign either Marquis or Pena or Wong as the third starter.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, I apologize for that. Yeah, I should have. Yeah, I forgot to tell you that. The next time I'll say hold on, because I just forgot and just rushed to listen what the person had to tell me.
No problem. I didn't know if I was still on or not. But it's
this is why we need a studio. We need a live studio. You know.
It's all good. Everything's back again. We apologize for the technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
But,
there it goes again.
But, you know, everything's all... But, of course, they should also explore the Roy Halladay sweepstakes to see if they could get him.
Yeah, I was going to tell you before... I disappeared. Now, if you guys go after Bay and Molina, do you think they would actually go after Lackey or Halsey?
If they sign Molina?
Because they're going to give Bay a lot of money. I mean, 6 years, what is it, 65 million?
Yeah, 4 for 65. And Benji Molina's deal is rumored to be 2 years, 12 million.
Yeah.
But we shall see. Hopefully, the Mets won't make the same mistake like they did last year, signing K-Rod, and then afterwards thinking everything's going to be okay. And like the Mets fans were saying, they should have signed Manny, and they thought their offense would be fine. Their pitching is great. Everything's going to be wonderful, and we're just going to win 162 and sweep everybody in the World Series, the way how they were so optimistic. And, of course, you gotta have backup plans in case this doesn't work. And as you could see, everybody was injured,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't have anybody backing them up because the farm system, they don't have anybody really ready to, you know, perform,
right.
you know, when those injuries happened last year.
Now, you said you would definitely want Qingming Wang, right?
I would take him as a number three starter, but he can't be the big free agent pitcher signing we have. They have to get Lackey or trade for Holiday or somebody comparable to that, which there are very few pitchers out there.
What about a guy like Washburn?
He's a decent pitcher. He's not a bad pitcher. He was a former ace with Seattle and Angels. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind him, but he's getting a little washed up a bit. He's not a bad pitcher, but he's getting a little up there in age. So I wouldn't mind him as a number three starter, but they definitely need a surefire number two starter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To pair up with Santana.
Yeah, if it's Lackey, Santana, Maine, Perez, I mean, that's not a bad lineup. That would be a very good lineup to compete with the Phillies.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad rotation. But the rumor is that they sign Lackey or somebody else, they might trade Maine to Milwaukee for Corey Hart, the outfielder.
Right. Well, I hope you guys get Lackey because the Phillies, you know, right now on paper, they look like they might win the division again.
Yeah, their team, the Mets really, they literally haven't done anything except sign Alex Cora and
Oh, yeah, I heard
backup
that he injured. What happened with that?
Yeah, I heard that myself, too. I think he might have injured his back playing in a winter ball.
Wow.
But they haven't disclosed how serious the injury is.
Oh. Man, the injury bug is hitting the Mets already.
Yeah, the season hasn't started. he injured his back on Thursday's game in the winter ball.
Oh. Well, if he gets healthy, he becomes healthy when the season starts.
Yeah. He was playing for the Corolos de Caguas. I don't know how you pronounce that. Forgive me if I pronounce that wrong.
That's a minor league team?
No, that's a winter ball team.
Oh, winter ball. Oh. But hey, man. Definitely the Mets, you know, they need to do this. Get Bay, get Molina, and hopefully get Lackey.
Yeah, they have a lot that they need to improve. So
Mets fans are pissed off right now.
Oh yeah. Yeah, when you you got upset in the NLCS by the Cardinals, team you should have beat, but the offense got cold, and of course the memorable Carlos Beltran striking out, looking from Adam Wainwright's changeup. You know, that started the beginning of the end of a great season for the 06 Mets.
Right.
Then followed by two collapses in 07 and 08 by one game. And then this year, the injuries have just plagued the team. There was like 19 players out of the 25-man roster who was on the DL.
Mm-hmm.
It's They definitely need to improve the team, and from all reports, the tickets aren't selling yet. The Mets fans are pretty fumed about what has transpired these past 3 years. So they definitely need to improve the team by any means necessary.
I think the Mets need some cheerleaders.
Oh, I definitely be for that.
Just to, you know, bring back some buzz to the Mets.
Yeah, they definitely need that. I can definitely see that, hopefully.
I know the Mets are family friendly, but I mean, if you have a bunch of cheerleaders with, you know, mini skirts and you know, flashy underwear. Maybe they'll sell out Citi Field every night.
Yeah, even you, as a Yankee fan, would come every night.
Yeah, I would. I'd go see a game or two. I'd probably go see several games. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that would definitely help out the team sell out some tickets, but yeah, they definitely need to get some players too.
Yeah, but I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Yeah, especially when
Maybe they could have the Met City Dancers.
That would be a good idea. That would be a great idea.
Like the Knicks, you know?
Yeah. What you think about the Grandison deal?
You know, I'm 50-50 on that. I mean, I know Grandison had a great year 2 years ago, and the guy's an all-star, and he hits a lot of home runs. He was a leadoff hitter for the Tigers, but the guy doesn't get on base a lot here.
Yeah, he doesn't have a good on-base percentage. I mean, he hits usually hits 20 home runs, at least 20 home runs. This year he hit 30.
Mm-hmm.
And in your the new Yankee Stadium, he should hit at least 40.
Yeah. Well, I think he'll have a good year, but I mean, I still want them to bring back Matsui, Hideki Matsui.
Well,
that guy, he just won World Series MVP. They should bring him back.
Yeah, I agree with you. Looks like first they're going to see if they could bring back Damon. And if Damon doesn't want to come, if Damon and Boris price him, still continues to price him too high, because they offered him a 2-year, $18 million contract. If he wants to keep playing hardball with the Yankees, they're going to move on and most likely sign, Matsui back.
Well, we'll see. Hopefully he can come back. Yeah.
So if you had a choice between Matsui or...
Matsui. Matsui, man.
Yeah,
there's
guy. Yeah, there's no excuse for them not to re-sign Matsui. I mean, they have the DH. I mean, if Mets was in this predicament, I'd understand, because there's no DH in the National League. But Yankees,
yeah.
I mean, they could re-sign him back. I would have been following the Yankees. Sure, he's a little up there, but thanks to the DH, he doesn't have to play the field.
And who knows? Maybe both Damon and Matsui come back. Who knows?
I don't think that's really possible because
I heard that what's his name, Cashman, would offer them both a contract.
I mean, it's possible, unless if they trade away Cabrera. And or Gardner, or maybe have Gardner as a fourth.
I heard that they were thinking about trading Swisher.
Hmm.
But I don't know.
That would be a possibility too. Like if they have Granderson, he continues to play center. They put Damon and that could still happen. And then they sign Damon and Matsui.
Well, Matsui would be a DH strictly.
Well, yeah, right. Matsui would be a DH.
Yeah,
it could happen. Swisher, or they could keep Swisher in right. But then again, they want to have that flexibility with the DH.
Yeah, that's true. Posada has a DH also.
Right, because, he's getting older.
Yeah.
So yeah, they right now it looks like they might not sign Matsui, but you know there's still hope. He hasn't signed anywhere else, so there's still hope for you Yankee fans out there.
I'm hoping. I'm praying. I'm crossing my fingers and I'm crossing my toes. So I'm hoping. Let's hope, man. You know, I was just thinking about off the air. You were talking about what's his name, Godfather, in WWE.
Right.
I was just thinking about some of his funniest moments in WWE. And like I was telling you, he used to come in the ring and he would offer the wrestler girl hookers basically, you know, and the wrestler would take it instead of fighting him.
Right, because, that was an attitude error when they, they had, like, you know, he was acting like he was a pimp.
Yeah. They should bring that guy back, man.
They're family friendly now. I don't think they do that.
Well, they're not. They're still doing some things that aren't family friendly.
Well, I mean, with the dicks, they do say stuff.
The suck it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they do say stuff that, like, they don't say anything, like, blatantly, obscene like they used to, but they kind of, like, give hints, to what they're trying to say.
Yeah, they imply it.
And the people who are, the new, the quote-unquote WWE Universe fans, the Joker is a little over their head, If you're, like an old school attitude era or pre attitude era, you pretty much understand what they're talking about.
Yeah, I love that era.
Yeah, that was the best era.
Yeah, sometimes they would curse on the Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Love that, man. Stone Cold sticking his middle finger. Rock making a implicit sexual suggestions.
Yeah, it was funny back in those days.
It was funny and it was good, fun to watch.
And the good thing about it was that it was unpredictable what they would say or do.
Yep.
I mean, nowadays, you pretty much, when you're watching WWE, you know what's going to happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? You could be like, let's say if there's a... somebody have a feud with somebody, and they're fighting against, like, some corny wrestler, right? Let's say, for example, it's, let me think of one. Let's say Jack Swagger has a feud with MVP, and he's fighting against Evan Bourne. And afterwards, Jack Swagger's just kicking Evan Bourne's butt.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, MVP pops up, and afterwards, Jack Swagger turns around and start arguing with MVP while MVP's outside the ring. And then, in the meanwhile, while he's arguing with him with his back turned, what do you think would happen?
MVP gets beat up.
No. Well, I was thinking, while MVP is distracting Jack Swagger, then Evan Bourne from behind just pins him from behind.
Exactly. He gets a... beaten up. He gets distracted and pinned by he's being distracted by Jack Swagger, you said, right?
No. Jack Swagger is the one Jack Swagger in this hypothetical scenario.
Oh, okay.
Swagger versus Bourne. And then he has a feud with MVP. So MVP pops up.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he sees MVP, he's distracted. He's, yelling and cursing at MVP.
Mm-hmm.
While his back is turned, he's not looking at Evan
Bourne.
So while he's arguing with him, then from behind, out of nowhere, Jack Swagger gets pinned from behind.
Yeah, by Evan Bourne.
For the win.
That happens almost every Monday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's so predictable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you know what's going to happen. Very rarely nowadays in this attitude adjustment era of WWE, all the stuff is pretty much predictable.
Yeah, you're right, man.
And with the internet, there's a lot of spoiler alerts, so WWE is not, you know what I mean? It's not as, shocking when something happens.
Right.
Because there was a rumor that Edge and Christian was going to reunite as tag teams. But then afterwards, Vince McMahon, I guess, they found out about that. It got leaked. So they changed the story, and then they made – that's why Christian got shipped to ECW.
Oh.
So they
could try never heard of that.
Yeah, I read that somewhere.
Wow. And, I think Jeff Hardy's coming back.
Yeah, there's rumors that he might come back. I don't know if that's true or not.
Because what's his
name?
CM Punk keeps promoting his DVD.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I keep saying his name.
Yeah.
So he might be coming back to WWE.
Yeah, and they're having a CM Punk, a guy who hates him, pretty much promote his DVD by pretty much telling people not to buy the DVD.
And then,
you know what I'm saying?
It's funny you told me how John Morrison, who hasn't really done anything in the WWE, he's there coming out with his DVD.
Yeah, he's coming out with a DVD next year.
Which is pathetic. Because
or is it this thing? Yeah, Jericho hasn't even came out with a DVD.
Man.
There's a lot of more deserving wrestlers. I mean, he hasn't even done anything, really.
Yeah.
It is, what? I mean, he has won the tag team titles. He's won Intercontinental. He might have won ECW title, like when he first, switched his name to John Morrison.
Yeah, you deserve a DVD than he does.
You do too. We do.
Yeah, both of us. Yeah, you gotta get rid of that fur coat, man. John Morrison has to get rid of that fur coat.
Yeah, he should. You can't really take him seriously, because it's like. Act like he he's tough, but then he has this slow motion entrance,
which is it's kind of gay. It's just kind of gay. He needs to change it.
Well, he apparently is in there.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying he's gay.
But in any case, I mean, the guy is a talented wrestler,
Yeah.
The problem is that he was better as a villain. There's some, wrestlers who, who are better as villains, and there's some who could play, who could be a good guy or a villain or both. Like Jericho,
yeah.
Rock, Stone Cold. You could see them, they could play the role, they could switch from time to time. They're a good guy or a bad guy.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But that guy, he was much better as a villain. I mean, he has some interesting, moves, Like he could flip in his finishing move, off the turnbuckle.
Right.
He has some, there's potential, but they definitely need to push their young talent. That's the only way they could beat TNA, continue to beat TNA, because they're going to get Hogan in January 4th. January 4th.
WWE has a pay-per-view tonight, right?
Huh?
WWE has a pay-per-view tonight.
All right, yeah. The TLC.
Yeah.
I think DX will retain. We'll talk more about that later, next week. Thanks for coming, everybody. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthews, I'm Wayne Ramon. Come on, everybody.
We'll see you next week.